Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rob Woodward. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Franco reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Quiñones moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Quiñones scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Rice reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. Carter tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Hall reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Quiñones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett strikes out. Bando drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Barrett out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Woodward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabler for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Bando, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Crawford now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Franco hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stanley now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Franco reaches second base with a double. Butler goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.